Lie down, take your time. Close your eyes and breathe. And breathe.
I'm Liz Atzori.
And I'm Ian Cook.
So we're here talking about some transformational breath work sessions that are going to be taking place very soon. Ian Cook, you are the man who is leading this. Tell me, what is going to happen at these sessions?
So we're going to do some deep breath work, changes the chemistry of the body, and it can be quite deep. It can release trauma and things like that. And it also can help reduce inflammation in the body and fight off disease and infection and things like that. So it's also really good for letting go of some things. And I'm going to give people tools that they can use in their daily life to help them through anxiety and depression and things like that.
And breathe. And breathe.
It's funny, isn't it? Because we do this every day. We breathe every second, and yet you just don't think about the power of what you're doing.
This is it. I mean, people say to me all the time, they're like, breathing, I do that every day. And it's like, yeah, you do. But most of the time, a lot of people are breathing incorrectly. And this is why people are now having issues with things like anxiety, where they're not being able to control the breath and things like that.
Tell me about how this particular session came about, because there's a sort of special link with this one, isn't there?
Yeah, so Liz, obviously Cody's mum, asked me if I would be willing to do a charity event for in memory of Cody, and I was really honoured to do so, as Cody came to my first ever breathing session that I did when I first returned home from travelling at Mother T's in Laxey, and he loved it. He really got a lot out of it, and then he obviously came to the Mindful Man event with his mum Liz as well, So I feel honoured to be asked to do it, and I love to give things back, and I love to try and help people when and where I can. So yeah.
Oh, and Liz, I'm so glad you're here to talk to us about Cody as well, because Cody was a special soul, wasn't he?
Yes, he was a really deep thinker, and he first brought the breathing technique to my attention when he was studying for his GCSEs, and it was giving him his anxiety, and I was quite sceptical at first when he talked about it. And then I noticed that there was going to be this breathing session at Mother T, so I thought, we'll go along and I'll see what happens. And it is really transformational. I felt really exhilarated at the end of it all, and I could see why he was really into it, you know?
So this is a really nice way to sort of remember him, but also pass on this goodness and sort of maybe help other people as well.
Yes. Cody was always taking his friends through the rounds when he was at college and school, so he's well known with his friends for doing this technique and meditating. He loved to meditate and do the cold water. He was always in the sea outside our house, or cold showers.
Have you done the sea in the cold water?
Yes, yeah. He'd make me stand in it, you know. He'd have his watch, and I'd say, "Is it done yet?" And he'd be like, no, two more minutes." And it's, you know, out of breath, you need to learn how to control your breathing.
Yeah, and also this is raising money as well for a charity that was is close to yours and was close to Cody's heart as well.
Yeah, Cody was a self-taught pianist. He was a very talented musician, and he'd be really grateful for any donations to go to Soundcheck that supports young musicians.
And I love the fact that there was a programme that Siobhan from News made all about Cody and about Cody's music, and we shared some clips of his music, and it is beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. He was really, every day he was on his piano creating new melodies. You know, we've got so many recordings of him, thank goodness. And his creativity was just endless.
So, Ian, if someone wants to take part in this, do they need to have any sort of previous experience, any previous interest in this sort of thing? I mean, what do they sort of need to be able to be part of these sessions?
No, people don't need any other experience. It's kind of like a
just
beginner's.
Breathing.
Yeah, it's just breathing. It's just kind of like a beginner's session for people who've never done it before, or even for those who are experienced in it and would like to try and maybe pick up some tips and do it in a group. We're going to be having a session. The first session is going to be 8:30 a.m. in the morning. till 10, and then the second session that we'll be running will be from 1 p.m. till 2:30.
And what sort of happens? What can you expect when you get there?
So when you arrive, we'll be everyone will have a kind of a yoga mat set up, maybe a meditation pillow, a blanket maybe, because sometimes the breathing technique can make you feel cold. And yeah, we're going to be welcome everyone. And we'll have a few little forms to sign for people, or a form to sign for people when they arrive. And then, yeah, we'll be welcoming to the Space Yoga Studio that is in the Home Co building, which is kind of a furniture shop turned wellness centre.
It's all about comfort, you see.
Well, this is what it is. And if anyone gets a bit tired, they can go and lie on a bed outside or whatever it is they want to do. But yeah, so we'll be welcoming. All they have to do is really turn up. We're going to get them all to relax. We're going to teach them a few techniques and how to breathe with the diaphragm and into the belly, and how to take a proper deep breath, which a lot of people don't do these days. A lot of people shallow breathe, which is then causing the anxiety and obviously mental health issues as well, yeah, in the process, so, which is a big thing.
Do you know, I've never felt so aware of my breath ever as having this conversation right now. I'm thinking, what am I doing right now?
6-second inhale through the nose.
Should we do the same? 6-second inhale. Okay, here we go.
And then slow on your exhale. One more. 6-second inhale. You should have already started to feel pretty calm.
I feel calmer.
Already, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
You're a wizard, and it's just breathing.
Just breathing. So a 6-second inhale is you accessing your parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and recovery and digest part of your nervous system. And most of the time, with our daily lives, with the stress and everything else that we have going on, we are normally in the sympathetic nervous system, which is like the accelerator on the car. That's the fight or flight, the stress, the anxiety, your breathing pattern changes. But by using your breathing, which obviously Wim Hof has brought to science and proven that via our breathing we can access the autonomic nervous system. So yeah, it's the breath has a lot to it's very powerful.
It does.
You
I remember
control a lot of stuff. So.
Yeah, we did. I remember when you did the Mindful Man. You've done a few things there, and I remember going along to one of your breathing sessions, and it was, I would say, mind expanding. I mean, when you do the whole kind of Wim Hof thing, you just end up on a different plane. It's incredible. It is clearly very powerful. Yeah. And as you mentioned, this may bring things up for people. So it could be quite an intense session. Yeah. But it's a safe space, I take it.
It's a safe space. There's never any judgment. Everyone's there for their own reasons. People can share what they want to share. People don't have to share what they want to share. But yeah, whatever comes up. And yeah, no one's there to judge. And there's always support there for afterwards. Anyone wants to talk, they can always reach out to me. And I'm more than happy to try and talk them through and help them through whatever it is. And, you know, if in the future, if they want to come and maybe experience a cold water tub or an ice bath there, then I'm always going to be there for them to help them with that as well. So yes, it could be a real journey for them to go on and maybe transform themselves and you know, help themselves in whatever way they can. And the breath is really powerful in that as well.
Still haven't done the ice. See every day, but still haven't done the ice bath thing.
You'll be okay in the ice bath. It's 0.3.
I haven't done it either.
It's very cold.
I've only done the sea and the cold showers.
But yeah, if you used to go in the sea, you will. You should be able to.
I mean, 7 degrees is a bit different. That is a bit different.
It is, but not. It's still the same process. It's still the same mindset to get in.
Well, maybe. So tell us about this, because you've got this new ice bath, haven't you? So this is something that has also come through a donation, hasn't it?
Yeah, so we've been donated a top of the range Brass Monkey ice bath by the lovely lady Joanna from Ramsey Crookall in memory of the late Patrick, which, you know, I feel very honoured and blessed to have been given that gift and to have known Patrick for the short time that I did. And, you know, it's grateful now to be able to have a facility as well at Home Co, in the Home Co building, where you know, I have to give thanks to Dee Stockman for that, who runs Space Yoga and owns Home Co in the building. And she's been great. She's trying to build a wellness centre, and so now we have a location and a facility that we can use to help people with their mental health on a regular basis, which is what I'm working towards, and working towards memberships for people, so we can make it a bit more affordable and things like that, and people can maintain the practice. So
you must be really encouraged by the fact that this has become popular, because, you know, quite often you think, oh, it's become a bit of a trend, but actually that's good, because the more and more people that are interested in this, the better it is for all of us.
100%. I mean, the whole point is to kind of get people to help themselves with the mental health and physical health. And the fact that now, you know, I started this a long time ago and everyone thought that was crazy.
People thought you were nuts.
Yeah. And now there's so many people going into the sea and going into cold water. It's such an amazing thing to see. And more people are trying to get involved and get people in it. And obviously you swim in the sea a lot,
yeah,
Christy.
I do, yeah. You
obviously feel the benefits of it and you know how that helps you. So you know,
it really does. It's incredible. But I would still say kudos and respect to anyone getting in an ice bath, because 100%. that to me is the next level, Ian.
100%. It does take a lot more mindset, but it's the same process. So
submerge, suffused and soothed, submerge, suffused and soothed, submerge, suffused and soothed.
Maybe one day, if you promise me a very warm drink afterwards, then maybe maybe a tot of rum.
You have my word on that.
And again, Liz, is something that is just a really nice way, isn't it, to again remember, acknowledge and pay tribute to Cody, because it's something I'm sure he would have absolutely loved.
Oh, he would have definitely loved it. He'll definitely be there on the Saturday, you know. Yeah, he would have loved it.
Yeah, so just remind us again the details, where and when this happens and how people can join in.
Well, it's on Saturday the 25th of March. It's at Space, which is a yoga studio within the building of HomeCo. It's at 8:30, the first session, till 10, and then the second session is 1 till 2:30. And they're £25, and all the monies that we receive are going to Soundcheck Charity.
Fantastic. Thank you again, both of you, for popping in and telling us about this. It sounds like it's going to be a really lovely event. You'll have to get back to us later and tell us how it went.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And breathe.